Watcher, and a very warm welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. What to start with is always a dilemma for me. I can never decide between a slow and gentle opener or a barnstormer to wake you up. This week, well, I'm not sure if it fits into either category. It's funereal, literally. Teal Olof was written by the bassist in this group, Jörg Rydell, as a tribute to the Swedish Prime Minister, Olof Palme, who was murdered in the street in Stockholm in Feb 86. The piece was first performed at Palme's funeral. The group is the Arne Domnerus Septet, live in Estrad, Sweden, October 96. Arne on alto, Bosse Broberg trumpet, Lennard Arberg tenor, Bent Hallberg piano, Rune Gustafsson guitar, bassist we already know about, Eagle Johansson drums. Somehow I missed the sad news. The pianist Richard Wyans had died back in September of this year. So here, very belatedly, is our tribute to this lovely and talented man. Thank you. That was a rare non-vocal outing for Burton Lane and Frank Lesser's The Lady's in Love with You, which had its first outing in Some Like It Hot in 39, sung by Bob Hope and Shirley Ross, recorded here by Richard Wyons in June 95, with Peter Washington bass and, no relation, Kenny Washington drums. I've got 7 Wyons albums where he was the leader. That's all he ever made. But countless ones where he's the sideman, an underrated muso, very much a musician's musician. He supported right across the spectrum. Mingus to Eric Alexander, Gigi Grice to Kenny Burrell, Maxine Sullivan to Houston Person, Oliver Nelson to Benny Carter, Roy Haynes to Gene Ammons, Ella to Etta, and so on. Richard Wyons described himself, very modestly, as almost a child prodigy. He started playing professionally at 16 and played almost up to his death 75 years later. Here he is with tenor man Houston Person.
Thank you.
Rudy Van Gelder recorded high note album called Blue Velvet. Tenor man Houston Person is the leader. This is July 2001, when Richard Wyons was a mere 73-year-old, but the liner notes still refer to him as a veteran. And a lovely solo for him on Sammy Kahn's Wonder Why. Ray Drummond bass, Grady Tate drums. Richard Wyons was with guitarist Kenny Burrell for over 10 years, 65 to 77. Here they are together right now. Edited that long track down a bit to highlight the interplay between Kenny Burrell guitar and Richard Wyons piano, plus Lyle Atkinson bass and Lenny McBrown drums. Recorded live at the Statler Hotel, Buffalo, New York, Jan 76. Kenny Burrell says of Richard Wyons in the liner notes, quote, "He's selfless, he's very sensitive and a great accompanist. Always gracious in serving the music. It's not the easiest situation for guitar and piano to make really good music. I feel very comfortable with Richard, and that's why we worked together for so many years," unquote. Richard Wyons was always understated. The same can be said of this next pianist, with a wonderful version of one of our fave songs. Thank you. course it was, Somewhere from West Side Story, the Bernstein-Sondheim classic, and this late 2013, early 2014 piano solo version is so, so simple. It's a song that doesn't benefit from over-arranging. The melody is so gorgeous that this is exactly how it should be played. And this is one of my all-time fave pianists as well, Jessica Williams. Hope you agree. We'll hear an Ellington Strayhorn song next, by a band I saw live just last week.
Thank you.
And that was The Star-Crossed Lovers from the Duke Ellington Billy Strayhorn masterpiece Such Sweet Thunder. This is the latest iteration of the Clark Tracy Quintet. Clark's always done a brilliant job of hiring the very best young British talent, nurturing them for a couple of years and then releasing them into the wild after lots of invaluable experience. This wasn't quite the lineup I saw at the Stables last weekend. Alex Ridout on trumpet was in the US, so her place was taken by her equally talented brother Tom on tenor, 19-year-old Sean Payne alto, Elliot Sansom piano, and he was amazing, James Austin bass and, of course, Clark Tracy drums. This was recorded at Clown's Pocket Studio, April 2018. Clark teaches at the Birmingham Conservatoire of Music, and many of his band are graduates or still at the Conservatoire. If you get a chance to see them live, grab it. A vocal now, and another of our fave songs.
In a lullaby, somewhere over the rainbow skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind. Hey. for the rainbow, why then why can't I?
This double CD on Verve is called Live in Europe 2012 to 2016. That fabulous version of Over the Rainbow was recorded in Zurich 2013 at the Congress House. Melody Gardo is the singer. She plays guitar or piano on many of the songs here, but according to the playlist, she is only accompanied here by Stefan Braun on cello. I must tell you about the cover photo. It's a rear view of a young lady holding a guitar and looking out into the darkened theatre from the stage, rather like Melody Gardo. As you'd expect, of course, it is her album. Except I doubt it is, as this young lady is naked, apart from the guitar. I can't imagine Melody posing for that sort of photo. But maybe it is her. I'll have to study it for a bit longer. Only a bit, mind you. Here's Ellington. Thank you. I've taken that song from a reissue, plus lots of bonus tracks, a reissue of a Columbia LP called Ellington Indigos. This very, very over-elaborate reissue, also called Ellington Indigos, is a limited edition 24-carat gold CD. There are pages of the liner notes telling me why the gold CD is better than the aluminium one. Pages that I certainly won't bother to read. Don't think this was a silly price either. Maybe twice the normal CD price. Can't remember. Well, I needed the 8 bonus tracks that were previously unreleased. We heard Dancing in the Dark, soloists, Harry Carney baritone, Ray Nance trumpet. Recorded October 57. A 5-wow band, if ever there was. What on earth can follow Ellington? Maybe some Brahms. Another Japanese Venus album starring pianist Steve Kuhn. We played one of his last week, if you remember. This was a solo, but the other tracks on the album, he's backed by David Fink bass and Billy Drummond drums. Recorded in New York City, August 2005. Johannes Brahms' Wiegenlied, referred to in English as Brahms' Lullaby or Cradle Song. Wasn't that wonderful? And I must tell you, yes, I must, that Venus, more often than not, Venus used black and white, mildly erotic photos taken in Paris in the 50s for its cover photos of these albums. This was a tall, slim, blonde lady looking around an art gallery. Naked! a three-quarter rear view, so I know it's not Melody Gardot, as I can see her face. Better stop talking about these stories. I've got to rush anyway, because I'm going to Pizza Express in Woking to meet Prince Andrew. I don't particularly want to go, but I have to be honourable and go and say goodbye to him. Hey, we're off to Newport. Think you'll recognise the voice of this next muso.
Next is one we wrote for the special occasion of appearing on Blues Night. Here's a blues written by Art Farmer called Blueport.
Blueport, as Jerry Mulligan introed for the July 58 Newport Jazz Festival, Newport, Rhode Island. It's the Jerry Mulligan Art Farmer Quartet, their famous pianoless quartet, with Bill Crow bass and Dave Bailey drums, Jerry baritone and Art trumpet, as you know. And another vocal is coming up.
Lovers and losers, you better walk tall. Whether lovers or losers, beggars or choosers, big dream or small, you finders and seekers are lucky indeed. Find a dream you can switch to, one you can hitch to, that's all you need. Never, never be faint of heart, don't let a chance go by.
It's no disgrace to fall on your face. You're wondering why. Well, listen, lovers and losers, I'll give you the news. A loser can still win, and a lover can lose. On your face, you're wandering high. Well, listen, lovers and losers, I give you the news. A loser can still win, and a lover can't lose.
I must admit to buying this album because of the sideman. This is some piano-based drums lineup: Tommy Flanagan piano, Peter Washington yet again on bass, Albert Tutti Heath drums, recorded in Berkeley, California, June 2000. So the singer was a bonus. That's Wesler Whitfield, who I didn't know before I bought this High Note CD, but at least I do now. We heard the Alec Wilder song Lovers and Losers, and next up a song I'm sure you'll recognise. But will you be able to tell me the musical it came from? I wonder. Yes, Standing on the Corner, of course. The musical, The Most Happy Fella, Frank Lesser. This really is an amazing lineup, billed officially as the Elliot Lawrence Octet. Lawrence is on piano. The five-piece front line is Nick Travis, trumpet, Herbie Green, trombone, Hal McCusick, clarinet, Zoot Sims, tenor, Al Cohen, baritone, and Al Cohen arranged that song. Chubby Jackson, bass, and Don LeMond, drums. Recorded in New York City, May 57. And our last song for this week must feature Richard Wyons. I only saw him live once in New York. A wonderful pianist and a lovely, humble man. This is from a 7th CD called As Long As There's Music, recorded in New York, April 2000, with Richard Wyons piano, Ray Drummond bass, Grady Tate drums. And here's With the Wind and the Rain in Your Hair. As ever, I really hope you've had fun listening. Thanks for joining me, and thanks also to Richard Wyons for a lifetime of amazing music. And I do hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.